wasn't pregnant then.
Did you have any fears about becoming pregnant as a diabetic?
I don't think that I did. I knew it would be, there would be difficulties. I was aware of that. But I don't think I was afraid of it. No, I wasn't afraid. Just aware that there would be probably problems to overcome. And I had a nice doctor, and I was 7 months pregnant when we came back to England. And that was when the trouble started. I'd only been back maybe a week or so, and hemorrhaged, and had to go into Lake. I happened to be visiting my parents, because we just got here, and my husband had gone to Bushy Park, where he was going to be stationed, left me with my mum and dad, and I hemorrhaged and was taken to Lakenheath Hospital, and was in 2 or 3 weeks bed rest, hoping to delay the birth, and it worked for that longer time, but then the baby was born, and he was only 3 pounds 4 ounces. In these days, it would have been enough. You know, that's a fairly large baby, isn't it, in today's. But he lived for 4 days, but his lungs were not strong enough. So I was still in the hospital when he died. That is not pleasant memories of either the treatment or the birth or anything. It was what you would hope to not have, you know.
How much support did hospitals give in those days to people who lost babies?
None at all. You didn't even get support because you were pregnant. I remember the labourers being horrific, just being left alone a whole night and being told to shut up. You're making too much noise. Yeah. And horrible nurse.